This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
يا آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. In these blessed 10 days, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to illuminate our hearts with His words, to release our distress, to grant us elevation in our spirit with the message of the Quran, to cleanse us from our errors and to remove impurities from our heart, to increase our love for Him subhanahu wa ta'ala through our wisdom that we gather from the Qur'an. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cures us with Al-Qur'an Al-Azim, heals us with it, heals us internally and externally by its barakah, Ya Allah. We ask You, Ya Allah, to make us from those who are endearing and loved by our families and our colleagues and our workplace. We ask this love to be because of the love that You put in the hearts of mankind for us, Ya Allah. We ask You, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, to protect us from sin and folly and evil practice, Ya Allah. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ O Allah, we've wronged ourselves considerably. We ask You to forgive us, to show us mercy, and to allow us to be from those who are pardoned. And if You don't forgive us, Ya Allah, we will always remain as losers detached from You, Ya Allah. Protect us from detachment from You, Ya Allah. Protect us from loving the dunya more than we love our akhirah, Ya Allah. Protect us from seeking to fulfill our worldly desires at the expense of our spiritual state and our akhirah, Ya Allah. We ask You, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, to open for us the avenues and gateways to all good, to increase our rizq and our blessing in our homes, Ya Allah. We ask You to give us sabr when we are tested in life, Ya Allah. To grant us ease and kindness when we are in a state of anger and power and authority over others, Ya Allah. We ask You, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, to forgive us our trespasses and to lead us to an increase in knowledge that moves us away from dalal and into hidayah, Ya Allah. We ask You by the sacredness of this month of Dhul-Hijjah and as we enter it, that You open our hearts to the weak and the needy. We ask You, Ya Allah, as those who are needy before You, وَأَنْتَ الْغَنِيُّ وَنَحْنُ الْفُقَرَاءُ You are the one without need and we are the ones who are in need, Ya Allah. We ask You, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, to strengthen us with the strength that You can provide and allow us to have ability and movement because it is only through You, Ya Allah. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimeen. I acknowledge my mistake. There is none that I turn to in worship but You, O Allah. Forgive us, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Accept our repentance and tawbah, Ya Allah. Accept from us, Ya Allah, our dua and our ibadah and our deeds, Ya Allah. Make us from those who are praiseworthy in this dunya and akhirah, Ya Allah. Make us from those who are muhsineen and muttaqeen and mukhlisin and minas sabiqoon al-awwaloon, Ya Allah. We ask You, Ya Allah, to increase us in beneficial knowledge, to protect us from knowledge that is impracticed, Ya Allah, to protect us from the illnesses and sicknesses of the heart, of envy and anger and arrogance and pride, Ya Allah. Protect us from seeking to show off and to claim that which we have not produced, Ya Allah. We ask You to invite us once again to Your sacred house, to allow us to facilitate the Umrah, Ya Allah, to allow us to be carried to the Hajj, Ya Allah. We ask You to grant us shade on the Day of Judgment beneath Your Arsh, Ya Allah. We ask you to improve our habits and our behavior in dealing with each other, Ya Allah, to reward our spouses with the best reward and allow them and us to struggle for the betterment of our families, Ya Allah. We ask you, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, to join us and our families in Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah, to make us from those who are able to assist each other as families physically and emotionally and spiritually, Ya Allah, that we become good parents and that our children become the best of children to us, Ya Allah. O Allah, save our children from the negative impact of making mistakes in their lives, Ya Allah. Allow us to assist them to rectify and redeem themselves when they have fallen, Ya Allah. Allow us to protect our family from evil and calamities and enviers and the shayateen of man and jinn, Ya Allah. O Allah, protect our children from haram, from harming themselves and illnesses, Ya Allah. Protect us and them from disbelief and from the haram actions and from sinful wayward friends, Ya Allah. We ask you, Ya Allah, to reunite us and our entire lineage in Jannatul Firdaus with our Nabi Muhammad, Ya Allah. We ask you, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Ghaffaru, Ya Azeem, to make us from those who are granted forgiveness and grant our parents forgiveness, Ya Allah. O Allah, forgive our parents for they have struggled when they wanted to raise us, Ya Allah. Allow us to fulfill our dealings with them in equity without sinfulness in our disobedience to them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, elevate the ranks of our parents, our brothers and our sisters, our elders and the entire Ummah of Muhammad, Ya Allah. O Allah, save us from the trials, Ya Allah. Make us from those who are blessed and look forward to the day that we will return to you, Ya Allah, a day that we have fulfilled our prayers and have shown love to those who are around us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are the one alone who opens hearts and removes feebleness and weakness from them, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi, strengthen our stance and make our feet firm in the difficulties that we face in life, Ya Allah. O Allah, strengthen us by the ability to stand before you in the nights and worship you, Ya Allah. O Allah, allow us not to be weakened by lewd desires, Ya Allah. O Allah, lift from us our fear and insecurity with the Quran and your protection, Ya Allah. Extinguish from us in our records our sins, Ya Allah. Allow us to overcome our sinful impulses, Ya Allah. Make our charity a reason for the extinguishing of our errors and your anger, Ya Allah. Brighten our faces, Ya Allah. Brighten our children's faces with the nur of the Quran, Ya Allah. Ya nur as-samawati wal-ard. O Allah, you are the light of the heavens and the earth. We ask you of your light, Ya Allah. Allahumma nawwir qulubana. O Allah, put light in our hearts. Wa nawwir عقولنا وأبصارنا وأسماعنا يا الله. Put light in our minds, in our sight, in our hearing, Ya Allah. O Allah, put light all around us. Allahumma ij'al lana nura. Allahumma ij'al fawqana nura. Wa tahtana nura. Wa an aymanina wa an shama'ilina nura. Wa min amamina wa min khalfina nura. O Allah, surround us with light, the light of your protection, Ya Allah. O Allah, we ask you to send your complete salutations and greetings upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family and companions, Ya Allah. O Allah, we turn to you seeking nearness to our Prophet in loving his sunnah and tradition, Ya Allah. O Allah, put love in our hearts for our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us from those who follow him and in his way in a way that is not sinful, Ya Allah. Increase us in our love for his sunnah and his habit, Ya Allah. Make us from those who are able to seek forgiveness before our return to you, Ya Allah. Allahumma razuqna tawbatan قبل الممات يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. Oh Allah, we ask you to assist us to remember you well and remember you often and to worship you as you deserve to be worshipped, Ya Allah. We will never be able to praise you as you deserve to be worshipped and praised, Ya Allah. But lead us to praising you, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. We call unto none but you, Ya Allah. We call you with your most blessed names and your most beautiful attributes and descriptions, Ya Allah. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Ali, Ya Kareem, Ya Azeem, Ya Mani, Ya Malik al-Mulk, Ya Dhal Jalal wal-Ikram. We ask you, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, Ya Hannanu, Ya Mannan, to show us your favor in these blessed 10 days and to open to us the doors of all good, Ya Allah. We supplicate to you and with you with the answer, Ya Allah. We ask you and with you alone is the answer, Ya Allah. We turn to you and we find protection with you only, Ya Allah. We seek and vow to worship you alone, Ya Allah. Give us ability and strength to worship you until the very end, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallim. وزد وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم طب القلوب ودوائها. Oh Allah, make the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم the medicine of our hearts and the healing and the cure that we take through his sunnah and tradition, ya arhamar rahimin. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa sallallahu wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.